This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of September 21st, 2021, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Actual, factual news back again. And boy, we are already on fire. Lit pre-show. Today, here on News AF, talking about all of the different updates to our phones and social media, and we are rip-roaring and ready to go here with Pickleball's top influencer. Here he is. It is the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Good. I'm good. Really pumped. I woke up dizzy from a lack of sleep from last night because Bergen woke me up at like 6. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just like, it's never happened to me before, but I thought I was going to fall down as I got out of bed. So,
I think
that's a good sign. It means I'm aging properly. But my coffee got me going. I'm feeling okay now. And, I really want to address some of these things, but first, we got to talk to Danny Bryson here. The eye in the sky, vascular D, skate dog, Danny Bryson.
What up, guys? I get dizzy when I get out of elevators almost every time, ever since I was born.
I'm healthier than you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it throws my inner ear out of whack. So it's actually kind of cool because maybe it's like I hit a nitrous as I'm going up. Whoa, that was awesome. Doesn't matter how many floors either. It's like one floor, two floor. I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I never knew that about you.
Worst case scenario, I'm in an apocalyptic, city destruction type scenario. I take the elevator up. The elevator breaks. The door opens. And the only way to live is to cross like an I-beam over to the next building.
Can't do it.
I'm dead enough in that scenario. No.
Yeah. Well, also, what if elevators get faster? Like, what if...
I've been in a fast elevator. The new World Trade Center.
Boeing starts making elevators or whatever. Then you're... toast, dude.
It doesn't make a difference. It's like equal imbalance regardless of the speed. And I don't get that way in helicopters.
That's not what we're here to address, though, is your dizziness. We're here to address the fact that Danny refuses to get on Twitter. We learned this pre-show here.
To get back on Twitter.
His last tweet was from 2016.
Look, and people are only incriminating themselves on Twitter. They're creating some kind of record of their growth as an individual and people just go back and scour it. And as far as I'm concerned, Twitter is the dirty sewage filled trench of the internet. It's the worst. I don't know why anybody's on there. I've never understood Twitter.
And then Instagram also, Danny is weaning himself off Instagram slowly, but surely suckling at the, teat of Facebook for a short time longer before he finally becomes
So I ditched Facebook about the same time I ditched Twitter. I can't see the point. I held on to Instagram in the belief that somehow it would help my YouTube. But then it just became so tedious. And all of Instagram is like a forced laugh. I can't explain it. Just
a forced laugh.
Yeah, like when someone's forcing themselves to laugh. It's just that's the vibe I get. It's just yeah, exactly. That's it right there. That's the vibe of Instagram.
Okay. Good one, Instagram.
Exactly. I hate Instagram. And also, let me, it's not like a moral stance. In a lot of these instances, it's just laziness. It's so much work. I feel like you guys do so much work in your social media, and I will prepare
Tyson
things to post.
Does a lot of work.
Yeah. And then just become exhausted with the whole process. I'm like, oh,
I mean, I'm tired for sure, yeah, but I love sharing pickleball.
Busy. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So out of sheer laziness, you don't want to share your life with the throngs.
You're so good at it.
And also, I don't want to get into the sewage. It's like, seriously, I hate Twitter. I don't understand why anyone is on Twitter. Whenever you hear terrible things about the internet, Twitter is always involved. It's like that. There's a group of friends that you don't like your kids hanging out with, but whenever a crime is committed, it's always that one kid, and that one kid is Twitter. That's how I feel about Twitter. I wish everyone would get off Twitter. And then Instagram's got its own problems, but it's a mixture of both.
Okay.
It doesn't mean I'm going to stop completely. I could get on at any moment, but as of right now, this day, that's where I stand.
All right, okay, that was this week's Social Media Minute with Danny Bryson.
Is this how I'm going to feel? Is this how I'm going to feel when I'm 42 and a half years old?
I'm on YouTube because I like YouTube. It's long format is the way I might try to explain it. I like podcasts. It's also long format. There's more context.
But Instagram TV is a 15 minute long video.
Oh my gosh. Who uses Instagram TV? Well, I tried it once and it was stupid and clunky.
Danny. I use it sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. So I don't even know why you're throwing that in there. What about no. So YouTube, I'm always on YouTube. That's my main platform. And then
you're on YouTube right now.
I am. Every 2 weeks I try to post on YouTube, and then TikTok I started to work on, and then same thing happened. I'm like, this is so much work.
TikTok is work, but it's only mostly because I do not understand it at all. I don't know what people want. I can't figure out what they want.
Yes, exactly. What they
want. Well, we'll talk about some TikTok here today in our stories, but I think that we should start here. Actually, what are you talking about? A new TikTok trend, Tyson?
Yes, or let's start there.
Okay, sure. let's get into that then. Tyson, yeah, so TikTok, I've been binging TikTok. I missed the first few seasons, but I have been binging and trying to catch up. And I love it.
Yep. There's great content on there.
And you've got nothing but time on your hands after all that
time.
Survivor stuff.
Yeah, I would say if you're scrolling videos and just scrolling and watching videos, I would say a quarter of them maybe are funny.
Yeah.
Is that I think, and maybe not quite that, but like, I catch myself just scrolling through TikTok, sometimes watching content of these kids and wondering how there are so many funny people in the world when I've been on four seasons of Survivor and been the only funny person on every single one of those seasons.
If you don't like TikTok, it's because you're not on it.
Enough.
You know, guys, it sounds kind of like weird because TikTok's been around for a while and you're just talking about it now as if it's this thing.
That's right.
No. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, the algorithm is so powerful, Danny, that you watch one
video.
That's
the second time I've heard about the algorithm. Yeah. This is my brother-in-law was talking about, dude, TikTok algorithm, the algo is like so great. It just like knows what you want and spoon feeds you all day long.
Yeah.
Whose is that? Is that your Dave Ramsey impression?
My brother-in-law doesn't sound like that, but look, he basically said the same thing.
Guys, for all you spending time on TikTok, that's your life, TikToking away. You don't belong on TikTok. You should be... Hey, you should be at a seminar. Come on out. We'll teach you about 401k.
That is
IRA
actually.
And SEP.
You should start a class for TikTok, like older people who want to get into TikTok. You think you're too old for TikTok? Join me, Rob Cesternino, for an hour-long class in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Buffet included.
No, I'm just saying the thing about TikTok is that TikTok only is going to show you what you like. So that it's like, whatever you like, TikTok is going to show you. You don't have to do anything. It just goes by how fast. Just make sure you scroll when you see something you don't like.
So let me ask you this. Did you see this story? Did you see this trend before you saw the story?
No, because I'm not watching crazy videos about like people vandalizing things.
Okay.
TikTok is a mirror, Danny. It shows you what you want to see. It's a reflection of yourself. I'm not like a teenager vandalizing things, so I'm not getting these types of videos on my TikTok.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
I'm getting like motivational.
Now that you've clicked on this story.
Yeah.
Now you've clicked on the story. Everything's interconnected. So now you're going to start getting
teenage
vandalism trends. Yeah.
We're going to talk about beaning. You know about beaning? Not like when you throw a fastball at somebody's head. That's when I was growing up. That's what beaning was.
Is beaning right? Only if you do it intentional? If it's like an errant throw and it hits the guys?
If it just slipped. No, I think that's not a beaning.
Okay.
You know, you could say the guy got beaned, maybe.
Yeah, I got beaned. That's okay.
Yeah.
But he didn't bean me.
Mm-hmm.
What's like, what's this beaning?
It wasn't a beaning. It was an accident. Okay. Mm-hmm. Danny, these kids, they see this stuff on TikTok. This is the bad stuff about TikTok. This is what's giving TikTok a bad name. These viral trends that are just, you know, not good for anybody. And so what's going on is that there are children and they watch these videos where people are going up to somebody's door, much like maybe a young Danny or Tyson might have done, and they open a can of beans and they leave them outside your doorstep, or they like pour them on your welcome mat.
Oh, the pouring's not nice. We did something similar with the bucket, the old bucket tip against the front door. Then you knock and run away. And if you're really mean, you fill it with urine. Everyone in the team pees in it.
So why are you dumping the beans on the doorstep? Because they're hard to clean up.
It's just really gross. Like sometimes, like one of these TikToks I just watched, I won't give out their handle because we don't support beaning. They took all different beans, pinto, black beans, refried beans, dumped them all out. Yeah, dumped the whole can out on the doorstep.
Great.
Refried beans. Imagine walking out of your house, Tyson, and you just find a pile of beans.
Put your foot right into a bean pile?
Nah. I mean, by the time I step out of my house, the wild javelina boars have eaten everything. But that
or the bees are cooked.
Yeah.
And
the beans are cooked and we just have breakfast.
What they do is then they use the track beans by Yo Smokey and Chino _G.
You remember the days, the old days when people would just put random pickle jars on freeway exits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we were all so innocent back then. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody was harmed. We all got to look at a pickle jar. Maybe we should move to a pickle jar trend.
I mean, we, for being real, we did some stuff back in our day, Danny, probably. That
I did. Thank goodness there's no video or text or Twitter evidence.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, a lot of vandalism.
Yeah,
I feel bad about it as I've gotten older too. That's something to tell these kids.
Yeah, I don't like creating a mess because you never know what people's days are like, and creating a mess for someone
is
never
hungry people. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Wasting food and creating a mess.
The bean challenge is also extended to pouring beans on people's cars. Also, Danny.
Yeah. What a mess. I don't want beans on my car. I did put something worse than beans on a car once. Thinking about it just now. One of the few things I've only really ever told a handful of lies.
Ooh.
When I was confronted about this prank I pulled on a friend. Mm-hmm. He was so mad that I could tell that now was not the time to tell the truth.
Okay. Who was that friend?
Matt's little brother.
Okay.
Madison.
Okay.
And we put Crisco, covered his car in Crisco.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like slathered it on with a butter knife or dumped it?
No, like with rubber gloves, scooped it up out of those giant containers.
Goodness,
and smeared it on.
What, do you have a Ferrari?
No, but he had a really nice car.
Yeah.
He had a Pathfinder.
What did this person do to you, Danny, that you
Crisco'd Nothing. It was car? Just we had Crisco from the year supply that our parents had. And it was just like, what do we do with all this Crisco? I don't know.
Was Matt there too? Did Matt help you?
Me and another friend, only one other person. We both swore when we saw how very, very upset he was. Mm-hmm. We swore never to talk of it until now. This is it. Me.
And did he?
He couldn't wash
it. Did he believe
you?
Did he believe you though that it was?
I think he didn't think it was me, but I think he thought it was the other person I was with. So look, the point of me telling this story, other than to just relieve myself,
you don't have to go down the road Danny did, kids.
That I've been, that's what I'm saying. You will regret this. Maybe you'll dump beans on someone and you'll regret it later.
Do you want to become Danny Bryson? Mm-hmm. Do you want to be where Danny is?
I'm 25 years old, but that guilt has aged me to the body of a 42-year-old.
You can't get on Twitter or TikTok or Instagram for fear of somebody finding out all the lies he lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Right there. You've already documented it. That's what the trend's all about, is documenting your criminal activities so that they can be used against you later in court. It just seems like it's a win for nobody except for the police.
Danny T in the chat says, I often lie when the truth sounds like a bad idea, too.
Smart.
Look, he was mad when confronted with a very angry person, right? It just seems like at the time that maybe it's not the best policy, although 99% of the time, definitely the best thing you can do.
Yeah. I think he just cleaned Crisco off a car with just extra hot water.
No, he had a really hard time. It was very shiny. It had a nice sheen to it.
I feel like it would probably be like a wax.
Yeah, an unwanted wax, a big greasy wax.
I think maybe spreading it along the tires would have definitely been more dangerous.
You didn't Crisco the tires, did you, Danny?
Did you Crisco the tires?
We did that. The windows were a big problem. Think about Criscoing a window. It's just hard to get off, especially for a teenage kid. He doesn't know. Back then, you didn't have TikTok to look up a Crisco cleaning hack, right? That's what most of these stupid platforms are for. All these really dumb hacks, like life hacks,
smear
cleaning hacks.
Smear peanut butter on all over the Crisco to get it off.
Smearing beans cleaned off Crisco. And it's like come full circle now.
Wow. Well,
I think that the Crisco is going to be a protective layer against the beaning.
The beans, so he should be thanking me.
Yes, when somebody tries to bean you after you've been Crisco, the beans are just going to slide right off. Joke's on you.
Yeah, put your money into Crisco because it's going to go through the roof.
So you think we should all cover our cars in Crisco?
Yeah.
I recommend it, yes.
Hi, I'm Rob Cesternino from News AF. Have you or someone you love been a victim of beaning? Help prevent beaning attacks in your neighborhood with Crisco. It's just a simple layer on all of your cars and property will prevent kids from being able to bean you. Don't be a victim. Check out Crisco.
I like it. That's perfect.
That was Crisco really good. Thank you. Yeah. Let's tag Crisco in.
Do people even use Crisco anymore? My dad used that, I think.
Yeah.
People do use it because there are some things that just are better with it, supposedly. So I think that it is still people use it for like desserty stuff that where there's no substitute to get that extra fried crispy deliciousness.
So I have vandalized with beans. I just remembered me and Willie once.
Man.
We once we took
a water. You're saying this is your friend William Ludlow.
No, don't give his full name. But we took a water balloon launcher. We bought bean burritos from Taco Bell, put them in the water balloon launcher. And shot them into the parking lot during school dance. So
you were the first beaners.
Yeah, and we also threw them. Here's the best part. We threw them out the window at signs. And the thing I remember is that we had a lot of blowback. We once hit a sign and the beans came back on the car with a little bit of tortilla.
So you beaned yourself.
Beaned myself.
Too bad you weren't in the Crisco car.
Yeah,
then you so much self-incrimination.
Jeez,
statute of limitations
is definitely up. Yes, sure. Definitely. Yeah. What other bad things have you done in your life, Danny?
I'm sure they'll come as we talk more and more about TikTok trends. They're the trends. See, these trends probably existed for hundreds of years.
Yes,
but now they're finally being documented.
Yeah. I remember a super popular one a while ago, where in like community showers, like when I was on the swim team and we'd take a shower, we'd take some shampoo, and as somebody was rinsing the shampoo out of their hair, we'd dump more on their hair so they could not get the shampoo out of their hair, and they did not know why they just couldn't rinse their hair, and we'd keep that going for a full bottle of shampoo. They could feel it still lathering up as they're trying to rinse it out.
Wow.
Yeah. Hilarious. 'Cause their eyes are closed. And so you just keep squirting.
And they can
shampoo.
Fill the water in their hands, so they can't feel it entering their hair. The endless shampoo prank.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually they open their eyes and are like, what is going on? But an even more hilarious prank would be to put a little bit of shampoo in the water system so that as they're scrubbing, it's the water that's actually lathering up. Mm-hmm. But anyways, we've invented all these things. They're just now seeing widespread popularity.
Not even us. Our parents probably did things all the way back to like Mesopotamia. They're probably beaning, you know, dumping beans out at the mouth of the pyramid.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There's another viral TikTok trend that is also causing some serious damage. And this one is called Devious Licks, which is ironic because it has nothing to do with licking.
What's it got to
Not
do
in
with?
This day and age.
I think it's just kids vandalizing their schools and then putting it on TikTok. But then these stupid idiot kids then are getting busted by then people that are looking up the hashtag.
Good. Good. Mm-hmm. They should.
See, self-incrimination.
Mm-hmm. Also not new, though, vandalizing schools. I remember there was a... I went to a school in Pleasant Grove, Utah, which was known for its rowdiness. And people would put M80s in the toilets and flush them right before they
Mark
exploded.
Mark Simpson used to do it all the time.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
that's probably this who was got before it.
This might have been pre-Simpsons in junior high.
No.
It was about when Simpsons
there
started.
There was Simpsons.
Yeah, that's true. There was no pre-Simpsons. They probably did. I never really knew if it ever worked, but that was the rumors that kids were flushing those. One kid snuck a dirt bike in the hallway and shredded all of the carpet throughout all the throughout all the
legend.
Hallways.
That guy is a legend. So remember his name? Has it lived with you? No.
Nobody knew who it was. We just showed up and the carpet was just peeled everywhere.
Dude, code of silence. See, that's why. That's
he
why
put a
that
helmet
guy
on.
Got no TikTok. Mm-hmm. He got away with it. To this day, he's never paid damages. Now it's expired. He can reveal himself and be the hero he deserves to be.
That's true. Dan, Rob, what kind of pranks did you pull?
I don't think I had any sort of like vandalism because I feel like that's something you would do with like a group of friends. And that was really never me.
Yeah, it's more of a mob thing.
Yeah.
If you're a guy who vandalizes solo in the dark of night,
you're in prison, like next
level. Yeah, you're headed down a path that few parents want to see their kids go down.
Yeah, if you're with a group of kids, then obviously it's just like good old-fashioned fun. Kids will be kids, you know? But if you are by yourself vandalizing, that's... Yeah,
I walked into a bathroom once in grade school and there was a kid, Josh Pilch, who had been held back and he was now in my grade and he had a lighter and hairspray and was setting his hands and the wall on fire.
Yeah. We would do that with rubbing alcohol.
He was just in there solo. He didn't need an audience or a crowd to motivate solo him. Dolo. He was just like, yeah.
Wow.
Some people can roll solo.
Yeah, on that, they sure can.
Yeah. So, Tyson, do you think that this is a sting to try to catch the most like impressionable and mischievous children by convincing them to vandalize their school and then put the evidence on TikTok so we can weed them out of the system?
I do like that, putting the evidence on there, but I don't think encouraging kids to vandalize really serves the purpose, because you're still then having to repair that vandalism.
Yeah, they don't need much encouragement. But yeah, this could be entrapment.
No, this pisses me off. It really does. Because if you think that, like, we've come this far, kids, you ruin this and we go back to virtual school, I will never forgive you. Okay. If my kids have to come home because too many kids are vandalizing the school.
Excellent point.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's more kids are vandalizing than have in the past. It's just being documented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
and this TikTok trend, the devious licks are encouraging it.
Yeah. Classic devious licks. Mm-hmm. Well, kids, take it from Danny. He's walks down that path and it's not pretty. Look where he is now.
Look what happened to Danny, kids.
Yeah. You don't want to be Danny, do you, kids? Always out on adventures while your loving family is home, watching your YouTube channel by themselves.
What are the odds a single person who has done devious licks actually listens to this podcast? Do we, 0%. Is this a podcast for deviants?
No, but maybe there's a chance that our listeners know somebody.
Of someone. I feel like this podcast is for the top 1% of awesome people. Mm-hmm. Oh, and wow. So I don't know if that, you know, deviant licks kids would be included in that.
Really pandering to our audience this is today, Danny. I love it.
I have to buy their silence with compliments now that I've revealed so much about my past.
All right. Let's go and talk about another study, which is revealed about one of the reasons, maybe the number one reason why people don't want to return to the workplace. You know, there's been this major shift. You know, everybody went home because of the pandemic and everybody has stayed home. And a lot of people have never gone back to the office place. And a lot of people are like, hey, I don't feel like I'm doing just as much work virtually as I was doing in the office. So I don't want to go back, but there might be an ulterior motive about not wanting to go back to the office. And it seems like it might be some lack of desire from using the public restroom.
Well, I mean, let me tell you something about Danny Bryson that we haven't discussed for quite a while on this podcast.
Yes.
Danny famously does not use public restrooms as much as he can avoid.
But how does he travel so much?
He hovers. If he has to, he will not touch a toilet seat.
Bathroom. You know what? I don't like using public bathrooms, especially in America, where the gap on the door is just set up perfectly for peepers. Like, it's just like the gap on most bathroom doors are 1 to 2 inches, which is unacceptable.
So are you
assuming
that? I
don't want to look another man in the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Are you assuming that?
Yeah.
So have you had an instance where a guy has walked
up
and put his eyeball against the crack?
Somebody peering through the crack?
Unfortunately, it's the other way around. I have locked eyes.
So you walked in, you looked through the crack.
You're looking
with
at
your
the
eyeballs.
Stalls. Stop.
No, you look at the feet. No. You look at the feet. You don't peer through the crack for an extended period of time. So you were just standing there with your eye pressed against the stall door.
One of them was in China. I actually pushed the stall door open and made direct eye contact. You were there, I think, at the Beijing train station.
Yes.
But yeah, it's just, it's really hard. And this is why I don't like the gaps, maybe for my own personal uncomfortable habits.
Well, you
but,
just got, bro. And now you're like,
I got God by myself.
Here's what you do.
Something built into the system, so I didn't get
for you. Okay. You go into a public restroom, okay? You got that that little gap in between where the door
and
closes.
And you're feeling the urge, like, I want to look through
there. Okay, well, just reach in to your trusty can of Crisco. You spackle that gap, Danny, with the Crisco.
By the way, It happened like once. All right. This is, I'm not going into public bathrooms at truck stops and wandering up and down the stall row. Mm-hmm. And also when you're the one cracks. In the stall, that gap feels like it's 2 feet.
How about this, why? Danny? Why don't like, you travel mentally. With duct tape?
And just tape them up and be like, hey guys, could you cover your gaps? I'm going to give you some gap duct tape.
Wait, so I'd you're more concerned it. When you're not in the stall or when you're in the stall?
I'm just saying for everyone's
sake.
You need
like horse blinders to keep you looking straight ahead when you're in
there. Dude, also, Danny has those wandering eyes.
No, I'm not done with the bathroom thing. Uh-huh. In the office, if you're in the bathroom at an office, you're in the bathroom with people you spend a ton mm-hmm. of time with.
Yeah.
So your digestive issues are very well known if you have them. And it's just like, no wonder nobody wants to go to the bathroom in front of their
unless
coworkers.
It's a solo bathroom where you can lock the door behind you. And that's only a single.
Yes, that's
toilet.
The best. Oh, that's like the king's bathroom. Yeah, and also,
then but then you go in after one of your coworkers. And
no,
then
you poop. You poop yeah. immediately. Flush.
Flush. Yep.
Courtesy wipe. Flush. Wash your hands with the soap. Wave the soapy hands around the air if there's no air freshener. Ooh.
Life hack.
Sure.
Make a TikTok video about it.
That's your life hack.
And you have to do this all quick enough that it seems like you could have only peed.
But that's preventing the next person that comes in after you. You're the person that was in there before you isn't following that life hack.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as everyone knows that I always smell nice. Mm-hmm. I don't care what. The people in front.
Look, a good office has the scented whatever, but the only office I ever worked in had bathrooms that were very, very heavily scented. Thank goodness. Also, I've got bad news for office people because I read a story that they've developed a new toilet is slightly slanted down and businesses are considering putting the toilets in at work to keep people from spending 20 minutes to 30 minutes on the toilet.
To stay on the toilet
because it's uncomfortable because it's got a slight downward slope. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And so,
I won't sit on this toilet for a long time.
I can still do it. Yeah. Because the plan before let's just stay at home. The plan before that was hold your poop in, run to the office, mm-hmm. clock in, then go sit on the toilet for half an hour. Mm-hmm. So
that was the strategy of everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. I used to work in an office where there was like the one guy that used to come in and like that. It was like so much concern. This one guy in particular would like blow up the bathroom that there was like a whole like.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Everybody knew he had a reputation. And if he could just go at home, it would be like he could keep it private.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't seem to care about keeping it private is the thing. If he just would have like used a bathroom down the way somewhere, he would have been fine too, I'm sure.
Hmm. Like I get why people don't want to return to the office in the office bathroom. Yeah. To me, that makes nothing but the greatest sense.
Well, 2,000 people were surveyed. This is from something called the Gut Stuff. They surveyed 2,000 people in the UK and found that 18% of people said the most pressing concern about going back to the office was using the loo. This is, again, a study from the UK. Okay.
I'm in that 18%, include me. Mm-hmm. It's moved up to 18.001%. Okay, mm-hmm. What percentage love going poo in the office? Those are the people who got to be careful.
All those people.
Yeah, it's put like I leave this door unlocked, hoping someone walks in on them. They lock eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy, thegutstuff.com is a website I didn't need to know about.
Don't go there. You should have known better.
Yeah, I went there by accident. I was trying to get to the study.
Sure. That might work with your wife, that excuse, but we know you typed in that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So, 28% of workers have snuck off to another floor in the building. Have either of you ever done that?
I'll go to the bathroom further away in the building, mm-hmm. not right next to my office. I've done that.
Yeah. I've done that when I used to work in an office.
And even when, if you're staying in a hotel room, like let's say we had a boys' trip and we were too young to afford our own rooms each, so we all stayed in the same room, mm-hmm. the code would be you can use the restroom in the room for peeing, but if you're pooping, you have to go down to the lobby and
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yeah. You wouldn't share a room with me, Tyson?
No, I would share a room with you. But what I'm saying is if we shared a room, I think it would be understood between the two of us that if either of us was going to poop, that we were either going to be on our way out the door so you could poop then, or you would go down to the lobby of the hotel and poop there.
I'm not going down to the lobby to poo. That's okay. A public toilet.
How about this? When you travel with your wife, what would that?
Oh, he blows that thing up immediately.
I will go to a different, like the lobby or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Way. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Man, you guys must love your wives.
No, not with my wife.
Inconvenience yourselves.
But if I were with a group of dudes, I know I don't have the stinkiest poops for sure. Mm-hmm. But I'm still setting a precedent by being like, I'm going to the lobby. If I got to poop, everybody just heads up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to open the door while you're all sitting there watching TV. And then like all of a sudden it just smells like poop.
Mm-hmm. Come on. That's just the price you pay for sharing a hotel room. I've never even thought to go down and do it in the lobby. Not once.
Oh, your charmed life, Danny.
Mm-hmm. I know. Spoiled, mm-hmm. I guess. Okay. Certainly not for my wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try to keep some mystery in this thing, Danny. Keep the romance going.
Yeah, the mystery is why you go to the lobby. What's he doing down there in the public toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah, but let me fill you in on a little secret. Nobody uses the public toilets in the lobby because everybody has a toilet in their room. Yeah, so you go in there, you're almost always by yourself, and it's almost always clean.
Tyson, the best is Vegas. You go into these bathrooms, there's like 900 gold leaf stalls. Yeah.
Yeah, gold leafing everywhere, 900 stalls, marble, and all the stalls are not used at all. Mm-hmm. And there's maybe one guy in there washing his hands.
The most privacy you'll ever have is in a Vegas bathroom.
Mm-hmm. So Danny's missing out.
All right. Guy's trip. We know Danny's the only person in the room we got to worry about.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Danny,
yes.
You can use the... You can use the pooper in the room, but it has to be when we're on our way out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I was like, come on, let's gamble. And we're like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
And then we're leaving. You're like, I got to poop real quick. But like, okay, right,
we'll
cool.
meet you downstairs.
Perfect timing.
Okay. I'll put that in my notes. Team travel notes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Vegas trip 2021. Sounds like it's all coming
it's
together.
All happening. All right. Let's talk about some other stories. Okay. How about this? Remember last summer we talked about David Klein, famously the man who coined the name Jelly Belly, who was hiding golden tickets in every single state
so that people could win his trip
to one of his jelly bean factories?
Yes, I remember that. And I also saw the headline that somebody has found the golden ticket to win a Jelly Belly factory. But if he doesn't even own a Jelly Belly factory,
how are they giving away the story that he had no Jelly Belly factory to give away? Yeah. What happened to that part of the story, Danny?
I think that the reward for this is disappointment. and a year of regret, realization of a life wasted.
Yeah.
So the state searches were limited to 1,000 people. I didn't know that, who registered. I do remember talking about the registration.
It costs money to register, right?
I think it costs money to register.
I think because it was like one of those crowdfunding things where he's like, I'll make my money back from instead of selling this by charging 1,000 people $100 each to be a part of it type of thing. Danny, you had the David Klein impression. Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
It was the old-timey guy who was showing a PowerPoint presentation to Jelly Belly about the name Jelly Belly.
Right now, I'm trying to get all the background on how this unfolded.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did not just go out one day and find it. It sounded like he had dedicated some serious time.
There had been clues being released. I think the final one was released over Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
I posted.
So it's been a couple of months that the final clue was out there. This is like when they used to make the hidden immunity idols like hard to find. You had to find a bunch of clues.
Yeah. Instead of just like putting them by you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of just putting them by whichever player they wanted to find it. Mm-hmm. What Danny, people are calling for the David Klein impression.
I don't even remember what it was.
So he was an idea man.
No, I remember who he was. I don't remember the impression. That's why I can't do it. Plus, I'm totally occupied on reading this story that I wish I would have read before.
Yeah.
Because right, well, it has to do with Kokomo singing a song, additional clues.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. To see where he found it.
Yep.
Like under a bridge.
Right. Mm. So the man who found the final dog tag, he was signed up in four different states, Kansas, South Dakota, Wyoming, and his home state of Colorado. And I do believe that he found the golden ticket in Indiana is where. Now, I'm not sure if the other 49 golden tickets are still out there.
He cheated. He used prayer to find it.
It's, oh, my gosh. I think in the rules it said you can't.
That would be great. That was in the rules. Prayer is forbidden.
No using, what would you even call those forces? Spiritual forces or guidance. Spiritual
forces, no oracle bones, no card, tarot reading, whatever, no astrology.
Dowsing
no
rods. Yeah, none of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy's excited. He spent probably more money than the candy factory is worth. If he's even going to get a candy factory.
Yeah.
And candy factory, more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in these days. Yeah. These imagine all the supply chain issues at the candy factory these days.
Oh my gosh. No one could starting up one now. That's just crazy. He's going to be crying in about a year. The tattered remains of his candy factory. Prayer won't make, you know, the supply chain come back together. He's going to have a rough 12 months ahead now that he's been handed over this defunct candy factory.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's true. This was like some sort of like a monkey's paw wish of this guy wished that he would own a candy factory. And now he has one and it's his worst nightmare.
Yeah,
he owns one during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So here is a part of the story I think is important. Moss told the Tribune, I don't know which Tribune, says it's not realistic to move his family from Colorado to Florida to get into the candy business. They're working on a deal with Klein to take ownership of the factory, then sell it back to the candy man for more of a cash prize.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I mean, first of all, there's tax issues here. Aren't you going to get slammed with capital gains or whatever? How does this work? How is this beneficial? Hey, here's an idea. I got an idea.
Yeah.
How about
David Klein?
I sell it to
I'm
you.
I'm the idea man around here, not you.
That's you turn around, sell it to me.
That's a different guy, Danny. That's
I don't
lawyer.
Know what it is, but
yeah, let me just be like, hey, I'm the guy that comes up with the jelly beans. I've got an idea for you. Come on.
Oh, a fast talk. But things have gotten dark now that they've got this weird deal to sell it back to him. So
now he's a New Jersey mobster.
Yeah. He's like, how about you take ownership? Yep. And then he's like, hey, now it's time for you to buy it back from me. He's like, nah, I don't think I'm going to do that. I'm going to offer you half. That I previously said, and you better sell it back to me because you ain't got the money or something. Whoa. It's going to turn. That's a shady. That's who he
yous
is.
Guys have a nice day though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got to say like yous guys.
The candy man is, first of all, not a great nickname.
Don't say that over and over again.
Yeah.
And now the candy man's about to
say, Danny.
What?
You can't say.
Don't say the C. Keep saying the C word.
Yeah.
Candy?
No.
That's fine.
That's half of it. Yeah, that's fine.
I can't say candy man?
No. Oh my gosh, dude.
Why can't I say that?
Have you not seen the movie?
Oh, I didn't know there was a movie. There's a guy in Australia called the Candy Man.
Oh, stop.
I wouldn't want him to show up either. But now I've totally lost my train of thought. Now that I can't say that, Klein.
Now that he's coming for you.
Klein is about to screw this very happy looking guy out of some money.
All right. I have one other dark story before we head into Danny's bolt hole. This is from the Daily Star in the UK. They report sex robots with AI to become super intelligent by 2050 and see owners as slaves.
Yeah. And as I said in the pre-show, nothing will have changed. Holding sex over a human, mm-hmm. especially a male human,
yep.
is not new, and controlling them with that
yep.
also not new. So it'll just be handing the reins over to an AI rather than whoever it was that was holding it before. If you're a horn dog,
sorry, Danny, no more fun time for you until I get what I want around here.
Until you oil my joints. I mean, what does a robot need?
Bitcoin.
What, ETH Bitcoin?
Mm-hmm. Give me all really, your NFTs, Danny.
What will the robot want in exchange for giving the person what they want? I just don't get what does the AI need?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking.
Whatever it wants.
Yeah, but what does an AI need?
Yeah.
Power. Okay, yeah. So as long as we keep the lights on, like, don't turn, you know, use the EMP on me. If you do, mm-hmm. who's going to pleasure you?
Mm-hmm.
What?
And make you a pizza simultaneously.
Yeah.
I just don't know what a robot could have over a human. That the robot would need and be willing to exchange.
Maybe they'll just beat you up if you don't listen.
New motherboards.
Mm-hmm.
Just take that out. They can just get a new motherboard and put it in. It sounds like these are pretty advanced robots.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I'm not worried. What I'm trying to say is I'm not worried.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't own any of these robots
mm-hmm. yet,
but I wouldn't be worried if I did that all of a sudden they're going to control me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Unless they've got, I guess they could get you working in like a nickel mine.
A nickel mine?
Yeah, like digging up
nickels, old nickels.
They use it for batteries. Been thrown away? No.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay. I thought you meant old nickels because they've been all thrown away, all the coins.
Yeah.
Or some other like rare metal, precious metal mine.
I know what they're doing
down there.
They're harvesting us for our skin because they want nothing.
They want to be more real. Human. That's just true. They could be using our organs, eventually becoming some kind of mix between AI.
Yeah.
And
just
human.
Think twice before you drop a couple $1,000s on a sex
on
robot
love.
Because you could be inviting like some sort of a new overlord into your life.
Like a vampire, they have to be, can I come in to service your needs? And then the minute you invite them into their home, now you're in trouble.
Yeah, they can't breach the
doorway.
The doorway
that actually would
you.
Be cool. That would be
so. You think we should program all AI with that functionality?
Yeah, the vampire functionality.
Yeah.
Yes, they have to be invited in. Yes,
let me in.
Okay,
let me in.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Danny, we've learned so much about you today. Are you ready to take us into your bolt hole?
Yes, let's go. Journey together. Okay. Hold my hand.
All right, here we go. A journey to Danny's bolt hole where no beans are allowed. Here we go. Time for the bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong. A nocturne.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Danny.
Did you guys hear about Inspiration 4?
Inspiration for what?
It was the name of SpaceX mission. into orbit.
Okay, yeah.
With four ordinary people.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get, and the reason I ask is, it didn't get, I don't feel like, the publicity that it deserves.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very weird group to begin with. All the tickets were purchased by a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked four people to man the ship, right? Mm-hmm. And then Elon Musk sent them up there in one of his SpaceX things. They orbited, I think it was like 330 miles above the Earth. So this was no Bezos mission. This was, they were higher than the ICE, the International Space Station. They were in orbit with the Hubble telescope.
Sure.
That's how high up they were. So this is, supposedly they did science stuff, but still they're not going to get their astronaut wings, which I think is crazy.
You know, the number one reason why most people don't want to visit space, right?
Well, because they won't get the wings. Is that what you're saying?
No, because
the astronaut they wings?
Don't want to use the spaceship bathroom.
Oh, I did wonder about that, actually, because I didn't see a bathroom in any of the pictures. And the
most
other thing is,
I want to just work virtually now. It's very hard to get them back to NASA.
I would guess
they actually did work virtually on this one, didn't they?
I would guess that they took maybe some kind of like clog you up type of a medicine. I knew that early astronauts would try and get a little bit constipated before going up into orbit, because the alternative was to poop into a big sticky bag. And it's possible that these astronauts had to poop into sticky bags, because even on the space station, their backup is sticky bags.
Yeah.
So they went up there and they were up there for 3 days, and then they came back through the atmosphere, which seems like the most terrifying part, and splashed down. But it wasn't really talked a lot about. They raised something like $100 million for, what was it, St. Jude's Children's Hospital. It was like a pretty big deal. And I just didn't hear as much as I would have preferred on something this cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is me ranting
the headlines.
About it right now.
No, the headlines were, I only heard about it. I heard about it just from people talking about it rather than seeing headlines on it anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, I also agree. And I also know that, Elon Musk is now taking shots at Joe Biden for Joe Biden not commending.
He didn't even compliment him on this amazing feat. Mm-hmm, this is an amazing thing to say.
If you're doing things only for compliments, then I also feel like that's the wrong reasons.
Well, okay, don't compliment Elon, but compliment the cancer survivor who had lost her leg, and she is a physician's assistant working with cancer survivors. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, the people needed to be complimented.
The only place saw it was I was watching Big Brother, and they went to commercial and they said, we interrupt this for a special CBS news break that there has been a brand new ship that went into space tonight, and it was breathtaking.
So Danny needs to watch Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get my news.
Yeah, it was on Twitter a lot, too, I think.
Yeah, but it just wasn't. I mean, it's cool. And I like space stuff, obviously. And I don't mind the whole billionaire angle of space.
You love billionaires. You've famously been pro-billionaire.
I'm pro-billionaire. Yeah, all the billionaires involved. Elon and the other guy. Mm-hmm. These people.
Bezos?
The other guy who bought all the tickets on the space shuttle.
But what about Bezos? Are you pro Bezos as well?
Yeah, I'm pro Bezos in terms of like his story, and all these guys have stories. The guy who was a billionaire, the fourth passenger. He was a high school dropout who became a billionaire, founder of a payments processing company. Mm-hmm. And he paid for the trips. He donated something like $50 million to the Children's Hospital. Or he helped raise it, or he helped match whatever people raised.
Okay.
So it was like, it had like every angle that you would like to hear in a story. Cool adventure, average people, this stuff like this is cool because you think maybe I could do that. Billionaires giving money to children's hospitals. And it's just like, it just didn't make the news as much as I would have preferred.
Mm-hmm.
So this is me using my whole moment to blast this out to everyone.
Yeah.
That they're out there sending civilians with no training 330 miles, I think, or whatever it was, into orbit. And then they mm-hmm. came down. They were all alive. They opened that hatch and probably breathed a sigh of relief. Mm-hmm. None of them had like caught fire.
And this is better than what Richard Branson has done, and better than also.
Oh my gosh. So much better.
Why? Because the ship went higher.
It went to orbit, and it orbited.
Orbited for 3 days.
Yeah.
Bezos went up, what, 60 miles, 55 miles, 60 miles?
Basically an airplane flight.
Yeah, he went up to see the curvature of Earth and maybe float around for a minute. This was legitimate orbit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. I wish I could go up there. I don't know. I probably won't ever have enough money to go up there, but I would definitely go up there.
You can't ride an elevator.
Well, who knows? A space elevator. Eventually, they might come up with some kind of like carbon thread.
No, they already tried that before in the Bible.
To build a space elevator to the, into
orbit? The Tower of Babel. Mm-hmm. The Tower of Babel. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We saw that.
Oh, that'd be a cool name for it if they do build a space
elevator. You should. Yeah.
I'd like that name.
The Tower of Babel. Yeah. One way tunnel to the moon.
I don't think it doesn't have to go to the moon. It just has to go out into orbit to a space station.
To like
then
a
you
platform.
Launch from there. Yeah.
I picture it as like the glass bottom platform over the Grand Canyon, except for it's enclosed. So then,
that would be cool.
Up, pop out. You're like, whoa. And then you're like, glass, oh, would I be falling? Am I floating? And you're floating around for a little bit. And then you get sucked back down like one of those bank teller machines at the drive-thrus.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
Okay, let's invent it.
All right. I'll get to work. I'll try and find some kind of new element to build a strong enough tether up to a space station. So anyway, I was excited to read that. Just disappointed I didn't see it in more places.
From the humble beginnings of Criscoing cars, Danny Bryson is now the inventor of the world's first carbon thread space elevator.
No, we got to use words like nano thread.
Yes.
Diamond nano threads.
Diamond nano threads.
All while if I going use home fancy to words. Use the bathroom during every day on the project.
Yeah, think pooping at your office is bad. Could you imagine pooping in a tight space shuttle as you orbit the Earth right in front of your good friend's face? Because that's how it was at the very beginning. There wasn't enough room.
I think in that moment, you're just like, whatever, we're in space.
Yeah, exactly. And then if you read some of the stories, it wasn't a clean operation. There were particles floating around.
Oh, definitely. I think they should have like a... I think what they could do is have... like a garbage disposal.
They kind of had that on the space station.
And then have it just like poop
and
it out.
And the problem was the particles would come back into the space station. They used kind of like a big blender, but it created this dust that coated the entire International Space Station.
Yeah, we've talked about space toilets quite a bit on this show.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm saying if 25% of people are shy poopers at the office, I'm sure in space that number jumps up in like an orbital situation to all near 100% people are shy poopers when they're offered a bag on SpaceX to poop into.
Do you think we could get a survey of 2,000 space poopers going?
It'll take a while. 100 years from now, we can do that survey.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Danny, you're off Twitter. You're off Instagram. What's next for you?
RIP, bro. What are you quitting next?
Oh, isn't that what life's all about? Getting so old and angry, you just start quitting everything.
Yeah. Rent,
jobs. Companies, jobs. I'm dipping my toe in the talk.
The TikTok.
TED Talk.
Yeah, it is a lot, like I said, a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And that's 50% of the reason I quit things. So, I'm doing the talk. Okay. That's what I'm working on right now.
Okay. All right.
Proud Danny, of you.
Great job. Do you want people to follow you there?
I don't know if I want anyone following me. I prefer they didn't.
What's your, is it Danny Bryson on TikTok?
No. I stuck with the whole mediocre,
amateur on TikTok. All right.
Yeah. Good. Very good.
Let me see if I can.
It's all. Always brings people when they see that title. They're like, Danny, this is going to be great.
Mediocre.
I can't open my TikTok. It will blast out my eardrums right now. Probably.
Yeah. That's the other problem. You open that thing and you're like putting your little girl to sleep and all of a sudden
why can't you? Why can't
she opens her eyes?
Yeah. Why can't you set a setting where it's like Instagram where you scroll through and if videos are playing, they're playing on mute initially. And if you want to hear something, you tap it. That's how TikTok needs to be.
I agree.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, how
Tyson?
About Tyson.
Oh.
Top secret. Great stuff coming up.
Big stuff.
Big stuff.
Top secret. Yeah.
Big stuff.
This is no bluff.
Keep your eyes peeled today, tomorrow. We got big stuff coming up in the works. And other than that.
I wanted to, in the chat, does anybody think Tyson's bluffing?
Nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this face.
Tyson's always got things to announce. His life is one big announcement.
It's mostly announcements. Mm-hmm. I've got the, I'm giving away a video chat call that you can use right after the premiere of Survivor. And there's only like 10 hours left to register for that. So if you haven't registered for that, you can go to my website for that. And that's about it for now, I guess. Mm-hmm. Just playing pickleball and doing my thing.
Boom. Okay.
Rob, what about you?
Oh, I've got something big planned for about 90 minutes from now. I'm going to go live here on this very YouTube channel and on Twitch. And I'm going to attempt to name every single person that ever played Survivor.
Not possible. That's got to be
person I miss. I will eat one McNugget.
How many McNuggets are you purchasing? Or is that later?
I'm going to buy zero. I don't think I'm going to miss any.
And if you miss some, you have to go and buy some later.
Yeah. I'll DoorDash them to my house.
How many are there? What's the number?
So I believe as of now, 608 people have played the game.
No first way. And last name?
No, I don't have to do last name. First name only.
Okay. And do you have to name multiple players in multiple times?
I think I could we're going to do a Sporkle quiz. And I think that the way it works is I think if I name one, I think I'll get them all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
That sounds tough.
I'm excited for you, Rob.
Nugget wrinkle earlier today. The Puya challenge.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're very confident and end up having to eat like 12 nuggets, that's not a big deal. It's like for someone like Danny who would end up having to eat 600 minus two.
Yeah.
Nuggets.
By the way, each nugget probably takes 35 minutes off your life. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So make sure to smoke a cigarette with each nugget. To
I'm not doing
that.
Them in order.
Okay. That's good.
I think I mostly could, but I might like transpose like, you know, like the like 12th place and 13th place.
Is the finale of this name off that you're going to name all of the contestants on this upcoming season as well?
Yeah, I think I can do that too.
Yes. Damn. Rob.
Boy.
Do Tyson's name last.
No, I'll do them. Tribe. That's the way my brain works is I could tell you who's on what tribe. I'm like, okay, there's four men and four women on this tribe and boom, 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 boom.
That's
how I'll go through it.
That's people were asking about the strategy. So that's good. Really excited
like
about
three
that.
Tribe seasons.
Yeah. Wow. Rob, I'm so proud of you, dude.
Well, I didn't do it yet, but I feel confident.
Yeah, okay. I'm proud of you for even attempting.
They'd be proud.
Like, I mean, it's like what? Like, think of all the things that I can't hold in my brain to hold the names of 608 survivors.
You've definitely pushed out a lot of important stuff to maintain.
Could I name 10 people that I graduated high school with? I don't think so.
Yeah. Do you remember how you celebrated your son's birthdays last year? Probably not.
My son's birthday last year.
Yeah.
I think we had like yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, hold on.
I just want you on Dominic's.
I'm trying to remember Anthony's birthday last year.
See, pushed it out. Named 555.
Exactly. I just want you to later in life, like when we're 80 and you're like, so do you remember all these landmarks in life? And you're like, no, but I can name all 14,000 Survivor contestants that have ever played the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
as you're dying.
Us. Yes.
It's like, what is he whispering? It's all 600 contestants. Survivor. Well, at that point,
hopefully by the time I'm dying, there'll be like 4,000 contestants.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's it.
That'll be so great. Good luck, Rob. That sounds like quite the feat. How long do you think that's going to take you?
I don't know. I feel like about like between an hour and 90 minutes. I didn't put a time limit on it.
You'd need a break for a sandwich.
What would be a real awesome trick is if you could name season 42 contestants as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll leave that to you on TikTok, Tyson.
Okay. That's true. Mm-hmm. I tried for a second.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really get the traction I thought it would.
Yeah.
So giving up and restarting, hard refresh on my TikTok. We'll figure it out.
Okay. All right. Well, keep it coming. We'll be back next Tuesday for more News AF right here. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. subscribe on YouTube, and join us on our Facebook group, Group AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.